Tech with Jess.
With Renault, tech forward design, Google built in, and up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Jess Kelly, for those of us planning our TV watching over the festive period and looking to consume content, not just from the BBC, but RTE as well. If you've got new box technology, which I now have.
Yes.
And I've suddenly realised I can't tape Match of the Day on a Saturday night. I can't tape RTE. Now, there's some suggestion that may change in the new year, the RTE bit.
Yes.
But it's a bit of a stinger, isn't it?
It is a bit of a stinger. So the way we consume TV, we all know has changed. But the tech companies, the set-top boxes that we used to have.
Yeah.
It used to be, essentially Sky dominated this market for a long time. You press the red button and the content would be stored onto a hard drive within that set-top box.
Yeah.
So it was being stored locally on your device. That was the way it worked. But sometimes, anyone who remembers, you'd reach your limit and it was a pain in the face.
You have to start deleting all the films that you taped 2 years ago and kept
never
me
watched.
To watch.
Yeah, exactly it. Or you'd have big rows about, you know, deleting your top 30 hits from RTE2 or whatever
now,
it was.
Some amount of storage, to be fair. Like, you'd want to have a lot of stuff to get to 100%.
Yeah, but again, people, because the novelty factor was there and it was that thing of, oh, sure, we will watch that really interesting documentary that nobody's ever going to watch. But anyway, so we completely filled that up. It was a pain in the face. And so the technology continued to evolve. And we got to the stage now, which is what we have, if you've got a new box in the last 2 or 3 years, content isn't stored locally anymore. It's gone from being recorded to added to your playlist. And it's stored in the cloud.
In the cloud, yeah.
So if you have one of these newer boxes, your remote... So your remote now, you'll either have like a little plus thimble or whatever it is and gets added to your favourites. There's different language depending on the box. But it's essentially added to a playlist. And what that means is, if your internet is acting up and you want to watch a show that you've recorded because you think, oh, sure, look, at least we've got that saved down. It's like taking a VHS tape down from the attic. You still need the internet connection to make it work because it's streaming it in real time.
Yeah, it's not coming in the cable the way it used to do.
Correct.
Now, and then you have a problem with BBC and you have a problem with RTE. You can't record those programs on those channels.
This is to do with rights issues.
Yeah.
So if you... Again, you always have to kind of step back to get closer to these type of things. But with the likes of Netflix and all the rest, the way we consume and watch shows has changed. Nobody's watching BBC from, you know, 6 in the morning to 10 at night now. What it costs for them to produce the content, have the rights to the content, to buy in content, it is big money. And what they have done is they have sort of geo-blocked their content to viewers who pay the TV license in the UK. And rather than having it on the recording function, they want users to go in via the BBC iPlayer app.
Okay, which we of course can't do.
We cannot do. Because when you go in, and I only know this, I haven't tried to do it in a bad way, and I see Sean Defoe give me the eyes, I'll get to that in a second.
I'm saying nothing.
I'll get to that in a second, but my sister lives in the UK, and so I know when you download the BBC iPlayer app, it'll get you to put in your postal code, or whatever it is, you have to verify your address, and it's associated with that. So they want to have their content on a Netflix-esque platform, like Netflix. But again, they've ring-fenced it for only those who pay for the TV licence in the UK. Here in Ireland, RTE has invested quite heavily and will continue to invest quite heavily in the RTE player. They have some of the content shows, so they buy in shows like, you know, Line of Duty, Traitors, all of that sort of stuff that lives on the player. You might have noticed, if you've watched the RTE player in the last wee while, they're now asking you to create an account. They're asking you for your information. This is where the future of TV is going to be.
Yes, can I just say to you, I want my old box back. I really do. Honestly, it's just, it's handier.
I hate to break, it's not going to happen. And they have been,
tell me I can bring it back.
I'm so sorry, Shane. I'd hate to do this to you on a Monday morning. It's gone, baby, gone.
Isn't
that's it?
It. Like, but like Line of Duty is going to be out next year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to, and it's, I think it's, I'm right in saying it's on BBC,
isn't
it? BBC
One, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to make sure, like, and again, this is what it used to be. It's a first world problem.
Yeah.
But I can't record it. I can't watch it on the player.
You could wait 18 months until it comes onto the RTE player.
Yeah.
At which point everyone will
watch it in real time, like a true Neanderthal.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and that's not the worst thing, but sometimes it's just not possible to
watch
it.
It's not possible, but this does, and we won't go into it now, but it does tie into the whole notion of the dodgy boxes, people accessing content using means that they shouldn't. Because
which I'm not doing, and yet I'm kind of losing out.
And this is this is a fundamental issue. We, the consumer, feel screwed because we're paying out all this money for our broadband, our TV license, our subscriptions, and yet we still can't watch the content that we want to watch when we want to watch. So I fully understand and empathise why people go down the route of the dodgy box. But then in the same breath, you're seeing the Irish government and some of the big corporations saying we're now going to take action against those, the users of dodgy boxes, yeah, not just the suppliers. So at the moment, you're paying all your money and you're still not happy. It's not ideal.
Jess Kelly, News Talk tech correspondent. Thank you as always.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.